Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
A bill has been filed. We'll see what level Americans' will to survive is actually at. It's pretty weak. Instinct left in us all. A bill has been filed by West Virginia congressional representative to revoke 100% of the Chinese visas. Representative Riley Moore. 100% of the Chinese visas gone. Now, here's what's really cool about this, okay? Every Republican should get behind this after this latest outrage with just the latest bioweapon that we've caught them sneaking into the country. Mm-hmm. This should have happened after the bioweapons lab incident where we caught them with deadly weaponized pathogens. And don't forget, Lee, remember, mice bred to carry the deadly strains of COVID. They have many strains of COVID. If that wasn't enough, the fact that another COVID variant has very conveniently come out of China. How many countries are there in this world? Well, 145? They keep coming out of China. Yeah. Only during trade negotiations.
Funny how that happens, isn't it?
They should study this at the CDC. Trade negotiations cause pandemics. The link between the two. There's a scientific paper for you. Agricultural threat could be absolutely devastating, cause a food crisis. Of course they were smuggling the weapon in. This is just the latest. And their students at the University of Michigan, they're like, yeah, we wanted to play with it in the lab. No, they didn't. They wanted to use it on us. He had a article on his phone about using that very fungus for biological warfare. We're done here. The guy running the illegal bioweapons lab on our soil, I hope it's the only one, probably isn't, had texts going back and forth talking about destroying the American wolf. If that weren't enough, Lee, just in recent weeks, Michael Schellenberger did an excellent investigative piece digging further into the switches on the solar panels China's been selling us. Mm-hmm. And the switches are at the connection point to the grid. And they're supposed to send manifests with the solar panels. We go through them, we take them apart, and we look for their junk, you know, spy stuff they put on them or whatever. They weren't in the manifest. In other words, they hid them, so we missed them and connected them to the grid, allowing China to remotely flip the switch on the grid and shut parts of it down. Again, we're just in the last few months here, not counting the weapons lab. That was during the Biden administration. They did nothing, by the way, of any kind. Not even sanctions. Not even a strongly worded letter, because killing us is A-OK. And that doesn't even count the fact, again, that the Chinese admitted in negotiations less than 3 weeks ago with Scott Bessent, put it on the table, finally admitted, yeah, we've been sending all that fentanyl. Looks like we killed 250,000 of you. Sorry about that. Some of them were tweens. Some of them were teens. In this county, we found marijuana laced with fentanyl. Our sheriff has talked about that on the show. So they're targeting us. They're killing us. You used to be able to smoke a little bit of pot. 50% of high schoolers do before they graduate. Don't do that, by the way, if you're listening. But it happens. Now you die. Courtesy of China. No big deal, though. Cheap stuff. What's for sale on Temu? We are so stupid. And now we've got the switches. We've got the FBI warning. Oh, hey, yeah, they can shut down parts of the grid. Maybe our nuke facilities. Oh, definitely our water treatment plants, too. Yeah, that too. At some point, the will to live has to kick in.
You would think, yes.
I mean, I'm fit to be tied. I'm sick and tired of watching this and pretending, well, you know what? We'll have some negotiations with China, see if they'll open their markets to us. What, while they kill us? Will they destroy our crops? And folks, if you needed to know where the Democrats are this morning, I got one story for you and we're done here. The Democrat governor of Arizona vetoing a bill that would have limited, not barred, limited Chinese Communist Party affiliated businesses from buying land around military installations in Arizona to 30%. Can't own more than 30% of the property.
I wonder how many American businesses own property around Chinese military bases on the homeland.
I would say
that's probably zero.
They're not dumb.
Yeah.
They're not like us. I mean, we need to go DEF CON on China, and we need to do it now. We need to start to realize the real enemy here that we need to focus all of our attention on is China. A person who gets that, and this is nice, because you know what? Trump can't fight every one of these fights by himself. At some point, the Republicans have to get off their butt and do it.
Yeah.
Back him, help him. Representative Riley Moore just filed a bill to revoke all 300,000 Chinese visas. Okay, that would be like a low-level survival strategy at this point. Okay, just a very small drop in the bucket of what our response should be. What do you want to bet this bill doesn't even make it out of committee?
Probably.
What do you want to bet after this? Here's Representative Riley Moore, who's as confused as I am. He wants to survive. He's a person who wants to survive.
We currently have 300,000 Chinese nationals in our country on student visas. There's no reason that we should be doing this. I don't recall back during the Cold War handing out hundreds of thousands of visas to the Soviet Union. The Chinese passed a national security law in 2017 stating that all citizens, no matter where they are, must be part of the intel gathering process and feed back that information to the CCP, not to mention the scholarship program that the CCP has set up. And part of that requirement for those students to get those scholarships is they have to have loyalty to the CCP, and they also have to have a certain field of study that is going to benefit the Chinese Communist Party and the nation of China writ large. Why we are doing this to ourselves, I'm not exactly sure, but I do have a piece of legislation, one of the first ones I introduced, actually announced on this program, to stop this. We have to stop this because it's harming us. And universities, look, they can love foreign money if they want. I love the American people, and that's where my interests lie in the end of the day.
Yeah, that's pretty much the oath of office that you take, so.
How quickly we forget.
Yeah.
I mean, when you pile outrage on outrage on outrage, I mean, when they admitted, yeah, we've been sending the fentanyl, sorry about that, was the first time they ever did it, and then offered as part of the trade agreement to stop killing us. To stop killing us. Like, at that point, that's when the alarm bells go off, okay? This is the same China, okay, Chinese delegation, right, December. Let me remind you, because it's in the Wall Street Journal. You should read this article. Out of nowhere, admits to the Biden delegation, oh, hey, yeah, that Volt Typhoon hacking incident. Yeah, that was us. Yeah, we hacked you. We can do it again, by the way. That was punishment for your support for Taiwan. We're just letting you know. And the reaction was nothing. No reaction. They didn't even tell the public. On and on and on and on. They are a physical, existential threat to this country. Mm-hmm. This is not, well, you know, how can we better trade with them? No, that's over. We're beyond that. It should be destroy. And we have two options at this point. We can go 500% tariffs on them and crush the Chinese Communist Party or make the best bid at it that we can. And we were having great progress. There's a great article. I did a podcast on it, my battleground on it, in New York Post. They were baffled. They said, why did Trump back off the tariffs? He was on track to have 15 million unemployed Chinese. They were already burning down factories. Why do we stop? I don't know. I have no idea. No clue. But we did. Backed off a little. We still got some pretty heavy tariffs on them. And Trump overnight is tweeting that Chairman Xi's a great guy. Really likes it. Did he see the news about the latest bioweapon? I don't understand the strategy, but okay, whatever. Maybe there's a very smart 5D chess move here. Could be, right? There could be. But the idea that we can have a trade agreement with these people, well, we'll get some access to their markets just till the next Democrat comes in office. They buy them off. It's not a long-term plan. They're trying to kill us. Trying to take out our crops. You think the Democrat Party of Katie Hobbs is going to honor the Trump trade agreement? They're going to let China run right over them. Oh, would you like to move in next door to our military facilities in the middle of our heartland, i.e. Michigan? What do we grow there, crops? Oh, that's a great place to take that fungal weapon. At some point, the survival instinct has to kick in. Because, Lee, we got two choices. We can either try to crush the CCP by just shutting down trade. And again, more than half the profit that comes into China. Yes, we're 20% of their trade, but it's over 50%, the New York Post pointed out, comes in from us. We either make a bid right now to crush the Chinese Communist Party by cutting off trade. And by the way, we go a step further. We cut them off from Russia, from the oil. We close that back door. We crush them. We do secondary sanctions. No moving it through Vietnam. None of this. We will 500% sanction you too. No more. Step away from China. And you have got to make a bid to get those people to not just burn down the factories, but to drag the Communist Party officials out of their homes and finish them. Because if we don't do this, maybe we'll fail. Guarantee we're going to end up in kinetic war with them. If what happened yesterday doesn't show you what the stakes are and how dirty they will fight that war, it's coming no matter what. The only hope we have is to make China Japan. Those people are going to have to do it because I don't want my kids fighting it. They're going to have to overthrow their leadership and we're going to have to give them motivation. There's no other way forward. The sooner we all realize that, the better. There's just no other way. I wish there was, Lee. I wish there was a better...
We are not taking the threat of China seriously. It needs to be dealt with on so many different levels. We need to fight them the way that they're fighting us because they're already fighting. China is already at war with the U.S. We just don't know that. We just don't realize that. We've got people who ignore that fact.
Texture writes, Tara, don't forget, yes, all of the footage that we saw of the thousands of young Chinese men coming over the border illegally. And remember how, like Katie Hobbs, the Biden administration helped them. Used to be we caught one of them, you go home automatically. Biden changed that. So we would release them. They went from 5,000 a month to 22,000 a month. They're still in the country. Same tattoos, same haircuts, same briefcases came right over the border. Where are those people? Hanging out on the farmland, maybe, but a military installations? Oh, Katie Hobbs. Democrats, God help us.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Okay, real quick, folks. Some people on our side are falling for this. This story about Palantir building a master database to track all Americans from the New York Times. The clue that something was really wrong there should be the words New York Times. It can be filled with lies, which of course it is. What's happening? Doge, the Trump administration, is partnering with Palantir to build this system. And a lot of folks are reacting with extreme paranoia. That, oh no, the government's going to know who I am. They're going to track me. They're going to blah, 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 blah. This is for, you know, central bank digital currency, which you know I am just have been all over for years. They'll hook the currency up. They're going to monitor me. Okay. I'm always baffled when people react this way. Folks, we have a system like that. It's called the NSA database. I've been trying to get people up in arms about it for years. I've played the audio and then finally just eventually given up. That thing, just so you're clear, so we're clear, catches every keystroke you type. So if you've ever typed a comment and you're like, I shouldn't send that, and then you delete it, but you never, you know, you never hit send, they have it. If you get in an argument with your wife over text, maybe say some things you shouldn't have. Yeah, they have it. They've got that. What about every transaction in your bank account? They have it. That porn video you really shouldn't watch, the one with the dwarves. They have it. They have it all. They've already got it. It's called the NSA database. In fact, Democrat Party had their own personal terminal set up at the FBI. Sent a DNC attorney and he'd log in all the time. You didn't know that? You should. I've been talking about it for years. You don't get upset? Get upset about that. That's a good thing to get upset about. By the way, the FBI is very proud that they've only reduced the number of felony level accesses to that database to less than a million. So there's less than a million felonies. So the FBI uses that to spy on you and me and everybody else. Does anybody care? No, nobody but me. I'm the only one. I think me and Matt Gaetz. Matt Gaetz was really torqued out about it, but nobody else cares. So you know what? Don't tell me about Palantir. I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear about it. Don't send me another text. Did you know Trump is trying to spy on me and he's building and Doge is building and Musk is building? Well, wait, maybe not Musk and they're building. They're going to spy. Yeah, I know. We already have that. It's called the NSA database. The founders are spinning in their graves every day over it. And Republicans put it on steroids, Mike the Knife, by the way, and passed it. Nobody cared. So you know what? I don't want to hear about that. So I'll tell you what the Trump administration is actually building. We desperately need this. You ever wondered how when you get a credit card, like you just go online, for instance, and just fill out an application and they credit check you and it comes in the mail? You ever think, wow, you know, that's amazing. They never even met me and they're sending it to me. Like, how do they know I'm real? Oh, they've got great systems for that. In fact, one of the original ones was built by a guy by the name of Jay Valentine, who built a system that's the back end of eBay, because in the beginning, they were having problems with eBay in the beginning. That was before Amazon really caught on. They were having problems with eBay because people would defraud people. They'd take their $5,000 for, I don't know, a TV or whatever they were buying. And then they'd shut down and never send the TV. And then they'd reopen another account. They needed a way to absolutely be able to tell who is that person. No, we're going to block them. They stole $5,000 from somebody else. It's what allows us to transact online. It's an algorithm. It's powerful. And Jay Valentine built a system where we can use it for voting. There's never going to be another fake vote again. That system could be as secure as the system that checks if you are real when you apply for a loan, when you apply for a credit card. How do you keep $1 trillion a year from being stolen by Democrats and their friends? You build the system Palantir is building right now, and you dig it deep into the government, and you embed it there, and you make it hard to take it out. That's what they're doing. If you want to get mad about the government having your data, get mad about the NSA database. It needs to be taken away from the FBI yesterday. It is extremely dangerous for them to have it. They have abused it to no end. The FISA court every year tells us how many times they broke the law. Every one of them is a felony, never had a single prosecution. And you know who they spy on? They love to spy on Republican donors. They've spied on the entire Trump family, Republicans, Sanders, always Republicans. And there's even been FBI agents who've used it as a dating tool to background their boyfriend and girlfriend's great. Nobody cares. Republicans re-up it every like 18 months. So I don't want to hear about Palantir. Don't send me another email. Don't send me another text. Not interested. We need this. We need this because when a third of the requests for payment into the Treasury that used to get paid are fraudulent, according to Scott Bessent, we need a way to figure out who are we paying? North Korea? Russian hackers? Democrats? I mean, I don't know. Criminal cartels like that? I don't know. We need the system, the same one Bank America uses when they give you a credit card. It's time to get in a modern century. Or we're going to get robbed blind. I'm telling you, put the system in, we're going to find out that we were spending $1 trillion too much a year. Just like Elon Musk said, he was right. And I know because 60 Minutes reported the same thing. I played you the audio a couple weeks ago. We can do, I'm telling you, we cut that deficit in half by just cutting the fraud. This system will do that. Is there a risk there? Yeah, Democrats might abuse it. They abuse every lever of government. I'm sure they'll abuse this too, but it's nothing like the NSA system. So what do I care? I don't want to be robbed blind anymore. I'm tired of my children being robbed blind. So good for the Trump administration for doing this. Shame on you. Folks on our side who fell for this from the New York Times. Do not believe the New York Times on stuff like this. That's just silly stuff. We don't need to fear Palantir. It'll be okay. And will it be perfect? No. Do we want databases on ourselves in the possession of the government? No. But we already have much more extreme ones. Isn't it funny, by the way, that they can capture every credit card transaction, everything in your bank account, every keystroke, but somehow can't keep track of who they're paying over at Treasury? Like we make the payments and we don't even know who they go to? Weird, right?
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Listener Ron Jones writes on my X feed, just an observation, Elon Musk will have a tougher time getting to Mars if the U.S. collapses. On a side note, this Elon versus Trump big beautiful bill spat feels almost like a good cop, bad cop thing. There's somebody else on my Rumble feed right now commenting. And I think they're pretty close here to this. Is Elon Musk setting up the rescission bill? Is Musk setting up rescission? That's Tim is writing that. Edison writes, Russ Vogt is, he's Trump's budget director, is preparing rescissions packages. That's where the first one is only $9 billion, to see if Congress is serious. Okay. Look, a couple of things Elon Musk has done, I don't know whether he did it intentionally or not this week, that are good. Notice one thing about what is going on here with this whole thing, okay? If you actually read the Musk X post on this, he doesn't go after Trump by name. He does mention Congress. Note that. It's only been Friday since they appeared together as a unified front. Here. What has Musk accomplished in the last week? Because it was significant. The GOP leadership, sleazeball slime buckets that they are, and by that I mean the heads of the House and the Senate, had told Trump no rescissions bills. Rescission bill is a bill to cut stuff. It's like a patch for the budget. You come back and you pass it, right? No rescissions bills till after the big, beautiful bill passes. They've been dragging their feet on the big, beautiful bill on purpose. They want to slow the Trump agenda down. Every month they slow Trump down is, you know, 500,000 more illegal immigrants not deported. And their friends can use them, the corporate donors in their tax evasion schemes. Yeah, they really are that cynical. We're going to beat them. We will. Now, before last week, the rescissions packages were going nowhere. Mike Johnson and John Thune were like, don't send them. We don't even want to see them until after the big, beautiful bill. Don't want to see that. And it trended over and over. And people were outraged after that CBS interview with Elon Musk, where he was very frustrated about the Doge cuts not being made. And a lot of the Doge cuts are going to be in the rescissions bill. And again, a rescission bill just needs 51 votes in the Senate, 50, you know, basically 50% plus one in the House to pass. It's a litmus test for Republicans. Well, after the outrage of that, poor Mike had to interrupt, Mike the Knife, had to interrupt his vacation to respond to Elon Musk because the uproar grew to such a point. It was so shrill on X. So we got that done this week. They're now sending the rescission package. Trump sent it over Monday and they can vote on it within a week. I give a 50-50% chance of voting. I don't think the Republicans are capable of defunding NPR and PBS, even though they hate us. We are a self-destructive party. This is a litmus test to see if this is even possible. Okay. Musk accomplished that in the last week. The Republican leadership was refusing to even move these rescission bills. Now they are. There was only supposed to be one. Now Russ Vogt's like, nah, there's a dozen. We think we'll send a dozen. So what's happening here isn't all bad. Elon just won that. Somebody has got to take on these Bush holdovers. Somebody's got to do it. We've got about 20% of what's left up there that was put there by Karl Rove. They were recruited with Bush money, which was then used to kill off the other conservative in the primary. They will do everything they can quietly. They're like sleeper cells to destroy conservative and Republican agendas and help the Democrats win. Their only aim is open borders. Anything that helps the Republicans and helps the Democrats hurts the Republicans, what they will vote for. It's who they are. They're up there. There's about 20% of them. Elon Musk needs to learn that, although I suspect he already knows it. That's who we're at war with. That's the problem right here. Do I have a problem with Elon Musk roughing them up? No, I do not. I hope he names names. I'm sick of them. We got two of them in the state, Lindsey Graham and Tim Scott. They voted against codifying the Doge cuts back in March before Lindsey flew off to see his constituents in Ukraine. Anyway, that's where we are. Musk has won a major victory in the last week. He did not call Trump out yet. Called out the bill and he called out Congress. That might be a bad thing, but could be a good thing too going forward. Somebody has got to get these guys by the throat. Trump can't do it. He cannot be bad cop. He cannot. His agenda will grind to a halt. Again, don't forget what Trump knows. Okay, and I'm looking at political realities here, okay? Mike the Knife was speaker at the time Trump won the presidency for one reason. Republicans tried to get rid of him. They couldn't because Democrats voted en masse to save him, and he answered to them after that. By November, he was passing their bills. He was working with them to get their spending package through. Republicans weren't even a part of it. That's what we're dealing with here. That's why I call him Mike the Knife. He's a bad dude. And very nicely spoken, but not a good person. He's kind of a roadblock. We have such small majorities. So look, don't get all freaked out on this Elon thing. Don't go calling him a rhino. This could actually end up working out okay. By the way, he's not wrong. This bill is a broken promise. I mean, it absolutely is. We were told, hey, don't worry, when Trump gets in there, we'll stop spending like this. And now our deficits are bigger than Joe's. And they are. I mean, you go across four different groups that have scored this, two of which are conservative. We're increasing Biden's deficit. We are. And folks, we're definitely going to increase it now that jobs number came out. 37,000. Ooh, that's bad. ADP payrolls, not good for me. It was supposed to be 110,000. But Trump is right on what he just posted on Truth Social. ADP number out, too late. Jerome Powell must now lower the rate. Okay, folks, Jerome Powell is one of those sleeper cells. Trump never should have appointed him. It's unfortunate. Biden kept him. He was so bad. Jerome Powell sees his job as to destroy the American economy in order to get rid of Trump, discredit the Republicans, put the Democrats back in office. This is a guy who lowered interest rates for Kamala Harris. Imagine this. And now is refusing to do it for Trump. Why? He's a terrorist. He's an economic terrorist. That's why. But Trump is making a great point. Powell has said the reason that we have inflation is because the jobs market's too hot. It's too hip, it's too hot, it's too great, it's too on fire. Fewer Americans need to be able to get jobs. We need to slow it down. Well, as usual, Jerome Powell's wrong. Clearly, the job market is not on fire. Time to lower the rate. Why does Trump need the rate lowered? In fact, at this point, and Bessent and Trump won't tell you this, what they really need is a recession. We need the rate lowered. We need to force Powell to lower the rate. The market will do it to some extent itself. Because in the next 9 months, we got to refi this debt. And that's going to be a bloodbath unless we can get these interest rates down and Trump can work out a better debt deal. So all of this is going on right now. It's really complicated. There's a lot of swirl. Look, I'm going to give Musk credit. We wouldn't even be talking about a rescission package right now had he not gone, completely crazy this past week, screaming and yelling, and forced Mike the Knife to take it up. He had an embarrassing into it. We did that. We did that on X. All of us did. This may not turn out badly. This could actually be a good arrangement going forward. I like the fact that Elon Musk, it kind of scared me a little when he said, I'm pulling my money back. I'm not going to spend it. I like that he's saying he's back in the game, but the place to defeat people is not the general. It's in the primary. We need to take out the Bush assassins. They're assassins of the American dream. They're sleeper cells. They're not Republicans. They're globalists. They're open border zealots, and they need to go. You need to stop undermining Americans, the American dream, and most especially our borders. And that's what's going on. But folks, it may not end badly. I'm telling you, it may not end badly. The key takeaway, watch what happens. See if Musk goes to the next step and actually names Donald Trump. Because so far he hasn't. So far he has only used the word Congress in those tweets. And again, don't forget, Trump and Musk had that press conference just Friday. Texter writes, hey, Tara, it's not Jerome Powell. The Federal Reserve itself should not exist at all. I agree completely. Wish we could get rid of it. Texter writes, let's see. Tara, I'm with Massey, Paul, Ron Johnson. Let's cut spending in the BBB. And if Trump can grow the economy like he says, then great. The extra revenue can pay down the debt. Yeah, look, two things. Is this going to rack up a higher deficit than Joe Biden? You betcha. Is Russ Vote and Trump and all them full of it? They are. Is there any other way to get Trump's agenda through? Nope. No, there isn't. Is Elon Musk correct about this potentially bankrupting America? It's possible. Them's the breaks, though. Wish it was different. Now, real quick, if you're hearing from one side, like the Steve Miller side, you know, as Trump's deputy director, Musk doesn't understand. He's got it wrong. This bill cuts $1.4 trillion. Well, that's their analysis. There's the CBO analysis, which is just fake. That's a bunch of Democrats. But then there's the Tax Foundation analysis that puts the budget deficit increase at 150 to 200 billion. They're probably right. And especially with the jobs number, we're not going to get the money in that's going to take care of, that's going to bust this deficit down and make this a cost cutter. We're not. But Trump's not going to get his agenda through any other way. And Trump may be right to try to cut this stuff on the back end rather than up front where you've got people like Thune and Mike Johnson trying to bankrupt the country. I would say they're trying to bankrupt the country. That's the Democrats. I would say they just don't care if they bankrupt the country as long as all of the right donors get paid off. Trump doesn't want to deal with these people. He just wants to cut it on the back end. Now, there's a chance he won't be able to because the courts may stop him. And that's why Elon Musk is like, no, we got to get it now. We got to get it while we can. But that's what's really going on. Look, folks, hold your breath. If everything works out here, it could turn out okay. Assuming the people in the bond market don't freak out. Do you do what my husband and I do? We're driving along. We'll see one of these cars with a bunch of liberal bumper stickers on the back. And no matter who's driving, we'll speed up because we got to get a look at them. Do you do that? Because you want to see their face. You want to see the crazy come shooting out of their eyes. And it almost always does. They're always nuts. You could tell, especially the ones with lots of bumper stickers. You know the kind. Yeah. Well, that's not just me supposing that. Liberal pollster Nate Silver actually polled the issue of mental illness, asking liberals and conservatives if they're, as my child would say, cray-cray. And what did he find? Well, he did what we do when we drive by a car with a bunch of bumper stickers on it, but he did it with a poll. Here's what he found. 45% of liberals self-report poor mental health. Only 45? Dear God, I'd think it'd be higher. But he's admitting it at least. That's according to a new report from Nate Silver. Among voters who report poor mental health, liberals outnumber conservatives 45% to 19%. And among those who report excellent mental health, conservatives outnumber liberals 51%. Percent to just 20%. Wow, folks, think about this. That means the majority of conservatives report excellent mental health. Just 20% of liberals do. Chew on that number. 20% of liberals are like, yes, I'm mentally quite well. What does that say about the other 80%? Yeah, you know what? This explains everything. No, you know how the left's been going through this existential crisis trying to figure out why no one can relate to them? Because they're crazy. That's why. This is the answer. Folks, why do you think Nate Silver's polling this? He knows. Only 20% of self-described liberals report their mental health is excellent. But normals can't relate to crazy people. And they can't understand why. You know what? If you're crazy, you never know you're crazy. You never do. It's a true sign of craziness. Remember that Pew poll in 2020? Has a doctor or healthcare provider ever told you you have a mental health condition? Liberal women, over 50%, actually right around 52% said yes, majority. Wow. What about conservative women? 20%. What about conservative men? 15%. What about liberal men? How many of them say, yeah, my doctor's told me I was a little cray-cray? 30%. So think about it. 30% of liberal men and 52% of liberal women told Pew, yeah, I'm a little nuts, my doctor tells me. How many more you think didn't admit it? So Jake Silver just confirming what we know. And look, folks, here on the show, we hold out hope every day for the cure. We do. We're big supporters of the cure. And we believe the cure is out there and that it will be found one day. And no one will have to do a show like this anymore. But for now, I just want to emphasize, because I just love saying this, just 20% of liberals say they have excellent mental health. Yeah. The problem is they keep ending up in positions of power. But we're trying to do something about that. Texter, I say, Tara, it's funny that you mentioned the bumper stickers, because I have always said that. When you see a vehicle loaded with bumper stickers, they are always a liberal nutcase. There was actually a great study on that, too, by the way. That was a number of years ago. People with a lot of bumper stickers, liberal, conservative, doesn't matter. A lot of bumper stickers are the most aggressive and violent. Should know that. Texter writes, liberals are never happy. They're always mad at something. And finally, Texter writes, the cure is red meat. Maybe, I don't know. We'll find it one day, y'all. That and cancer. That and cancer.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.